Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This year, TIFF promises fully one-third of all the movies they'll be showing will be directed by women. Women. This was virtually unheard of even a couple years ago, but I'm finding, especially with all these good indie productions coming out, that there's been a sea change with loads of good movies directed by women. So this week, it was no stretch at all for both the movies I'm reviewing and the interview are made by women. A mystery thriller from Canada and another one from south of the border. So this week, we're looking at A Body Hidden Beneath the Ice in Sudbury and A Subculture Hidden Between the Skyscrapers of Manhattan. Never Saw It Coming, directed by Gail Harvey and written by Linwood Barclay. Keisha, played by Emily Hampshire, is a psychic in Sudbury, Ontario. She specializes in locating lost relatives, dead or alive. By touching a personal item, she has visions pointing straight to a gravesite. But is she authentic? Keisha lives with her young redhead son, Matt, and her on-again-off-again boyfriend, Kirk. He moved in with her 4 months earlier, but has yet to pay rent. She's saving up to buy her son the keyboard he's always wanted, but money is scarce these days. So she agrees to pull off a one-time scam involving parents desperate to find their drug-addicted son. At the same time, she searches out a family with a mother who's gone missing. The movie actually opens with this woman's car sinking into a frozen lake as she screams for help. The missing woman's husband, Wendell, and her daughter, Melissa, played respectively by Eric Roberts and Katie Bolden, have appealed for help on TV along with police detective Wedmore, played by Tamara Pademski. Keisha sees this as a chance to locate a missing person and make some quick cash. But her meeting goes terribly wrong, and her chaotic life becomes impossible. Now she has to deal with a suspicious detective, her former partner in crime turned junkie blackmailer, and threats from her volatile layabout boyfriend. Can her visions, if they actually exist, save Keisha? Or is she heading for the big house? Okay, Never Saw It Coming is a short but credible Canadian mystery thriller with lots of scurrilous characters, but without many sympathetic good guys. Seems like everyone in Sudbury is a hood. Still, I always enjoy a good noirish Canadian movie despite any flaws. Emily Hampshire and Tamara Pademski as the cop and psychic in A Battle of Wits stand out. And Eric Roberts is just great as a sketchy, sleazy schemester. Skate Kitchen, directed by Crystal Moselle. Camille, played by Michelle Vinberg, is an 18-year-old vegan who lives with her mom in Long Island. She has long hair, glasses, and wears shorts, white socks, and Thrasher t-shirts. She spends most of her time hanging at a nearby skate park, practicing her moves, despite the catcalling and abuse she takes from the guys there. But when a mishap sends her to hospital with gushing blood between her legs, her mom forbids her from ever using a skateboard again. But skating is her life. What's she gonna do? Well, find a crew on Instagram to skate with, an all-female one at that. So she joins them secretly in Manhattan and quickly makes fast friends. They skate the city, exchanging stories and defending themselves against asshole guys. Their strength in numbers. And after a big fight with her mom, she ends up moving in with Janae, played by Ardelia Lovelace, one of the girls in the group. She also gets a day job as a cashier in a supermarket. There she meets Devin, played by Jaden Smith, who works in the stockroom. Turns out he's a skater too, with dyed red hair, and one day he asks her to let him snap her pics. She does some solid moves on the top of a skyscraper near the Empire State Building, and sparks begin to fly. Problem is, she likes him, but Devin And Janae, that's who she's living with, used to be a thing. And Janae never got over their nasty breakup. So can Camille keep her relationship with Devin a secret from her fiercely loyal crew? Or will her life collapse like a house of cards? Skate Kitchen is a great coming-of-age story set within the world of skateboarding. The music, fights, drugs, sexual experimentation, tampons, camaraderie, as well as the misogynistic braggadocio on the male side. This movie, though, is unique in that it's painted from a female point of view, a community usually totally absent from anything skate-related. The movie's modeled on a real group called, like the movie, Skate Kitchen, and many of the actors are members of the group playing themselves, including Vinberg, the group's founder. This gives it a very realistic feel and provides a genuine look at a seldom seen subculture. This movie's the real thing, and I liked it. Skate Kitchen and Never Saw It Coming both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.